So we're going to start with a prayer. After this, we will go straight into this evening's channeling, which will be brought to us this evening by the Ascended Master Saint Germain. I'm just going to put a little bit of background music on. All of the music that we're using today is Andrew's composition. All of these are license free, and you can find them in the library on our website and download them for free. And we're very happy for you to use them in your own meditations and your own therapy sessions. You'll also find lots of other free stuff in the library section of the website, meditations that we created during lockdown, and other bits and pieces. And they're all free, all very happy for you to download them. So close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Tonight's prayer is called A Prayer for Peace, and it's by John Birch. It's been adapted from his original prayer. We are moulded, each one of us, in the image of the gods. And within our souls, there is a fingerprint that none can erase. We pray for those who have no regard for anyone but self, those who put no value on human life, for nations and individuals who abuse and kill. We are not called to be judge or jury, but we are called to be agents of change. And if the butterfly that flaps its wings should be our attitude to others, then so be it. And may the hurricane this generates somewhere within the world reach into the hearts and souls of those for whom we pray and reveal to them how precious are those for whom they have no love. And how precious are they who now bring tears to the eyes of the gods. Let love and light and peace will out for the greater good of all and to harm none, in accordance with the will of the higher self and the divine. So mote it be. Amen. So you can, if you so choose, open your eyes or keep your eyes closed. I'm going to let Saint Germain step forward and bring forward this evening's channeling. There is a temptation when confronted with the horrors of war, to fight fire with fire, to hate the oppressor, to seek revenge, to want nothing more than those who have committed such atrocities to suffer similar fates themselves. This is natural. This is human nature. But on earth, when we are confronted by a fire, it is not fire that we use to extinguish it, but water. And this principle must be applied in this situation now, if we are to contribute and play our part in bringing conflict to an end. We must combat hate with love. We must combat disharmony with healing. We must combat darkness with light. And anyone who would dare to dream of setting in motion such horror must be in a state of disharmony, must be in a state of pain, And so, although it might be difficult to conjure love and healing and light for someone such as they, it is what they need. It is what needs to be done if we are to bring resolution to this chaos. Similarly, we must send light and peace and strength to those who endure and suffer, to give them strength, to give them hope, to enable them, at least in some small moment, to find the peace that will renew their spirit and give it continued succor. We must also remember to send our light to those who would be brave enough to stand up to the darkness, even when they are threatened with imprisonment. Those who are courageous enough to let their voice be heard, no matter the opposition that they know they will face. And also we must remember that there are those who surround those in power, who have a part to play in either perpetuating evil or quashing it, and that they too will need courage and strength if they are to find inside themselves the power that they need to stand up to those who rule with fear. So during times such as these, there is much to do, and we must play by our strengths. If you cannot send love, then send light. If you cannot send light, then send strength. Focus your energy on those places where you feel you can commit yourself to pray and send energy to. Do not be ashamed of your limitation. Celebrate rather your strengths. Focus your power. Be true to your heart. Do what you are drawn to do. There are many of you out there in the world, and even when you focus your light in all of these many different ways, the intent behind it is the same. Peace. And so the powers coalesce and form a blanket of loving, peaceful, light energy, which accumulates and grows with each sending, a wave of power that can make true change occur. Have courage then, have faith, and continue to do this good work needed greatly at this time. Okay, so we're going to do a meditation now. Tonight's meditation is an invocation of peace. It's a petition through the elements. It came to me when I was walking up and down the road. As I speak the words in the meditation, I want you to focus on the images that they conjure and to use them to send your thoughts of peace through the elements out into the world, to the people of Ukraine, but also to the people of Russia. So you get yourselves nice and comfortable. I'm going to find some nice music. That one. Let's do not there. And we'll just bring that down, I think. Okay. Take a few moments to get nice and comfortable then. Make sure that you are as relaxed as you can be. Close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths and focus on the sound of my voice. I want you to begin by focusing on the feeling of peace, whatever that means to you. Whether that is lazy days snoozing in the sun, the sound of early morning bird song, the sounds of the sea. Whatever it might be, I want you to try and conjure peace into your head and heart and feel it flowing through your veins, saturating you, emanating from you, out into the world. And now focus on my words. Through the element of air, we send peace. Through our thoughts and through our words. Through the breezes that blow throughout the world. Through winds and storms and hurricanes. Peace. 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 Through the element of fire, we send peace. Through the daring of our spirit. Through candle flames that flicker in the darkness and hearth fires that glow and warm the cold. Peace. 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 Through the element of water, we send peace. Through the power of our heart and will. Through streams and rivers that flow. Through oceans and seas. Through the rain that falls on foreign lands. Peace. 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 Through the element of earth, we send peace. Through the silence of our bodies and the body of the planet, through hills and mountains and fields, through flowers that bloom and trees that burst into leaf. Peace. 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 Through the element of spirit, we send peace. From the power of our soul and the divine soul, through every soul that lives and endures, through every soul that shines and survives. Peace. 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 Through the element of air, we send peace. Through our thoughts and our words, through the breezes that blow throughout the world, through winds and storms and hurricanes. Peace. 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 Through the element of fire, we send peace. Through the daring of our spirit, through the candle flames that flicker in the darkness and hearth fires that glow and warm the cold. Peace. 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 Through the element of water, we send peace. Through the power of our heart and will. Through streams and rivers that flow. Through oceans and seas. Through the rain that falls on foreign lands. Peace. 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 Through the element of earth, we send peace. Through the silence of our bodies and the body of the planet, through hills and mountains and fields, through flowers that bloom and trees that burst to leaf. Peace. 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 Through the element of spirit, we send peace. From the power of our soul and the divine soul, through every soul that lives and endures, through every soul that shines and survives, peace, peace, peace. Let it flow out through you, through the elements, from the soul divine. Let it pervade the world and re-establish order. Peace. 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 Now give thanks and take a few deep breaths, allowing the final streams of energy to pass through you out into the world. Take a moment to begin to ground yourself, breathing down through your legs and feet. Lines of energy deep and wide into the earth like the roots of a tree. Breathe a little energy into the sacral and solar plexus chakras in order to center yourself back into your body and back into the here and now. Take a moment to protect yourself in your usual way. And when you're ready, slowly and gently in your own time, open your eyes and return. Now, before I turn the recorder off and we move into the second section of the service, which is the giving of the angel messages, I just want to quickly mention something that happened this morning. So I've got myself into the habit of turning my daily dedication morning prayers into prayers for peace for the world. So I did my prayers of peace for the world in front of my altar, and then I got on with my day. And then halfway through the day, I got from my chair to head downstairs for a coffee. And on my little mat in front of my altar, there was this red ribbon. Now, I am known from time to time to put pieces of ribbon inside books as a bookmark. But I hadn't been reading any books in front of the altar. I hadn't been reading any books that morning at all. And I don't recall where this red ribbon has come from. So I thought, well, that's odd. So I went back to the computer and just did a quick Google search, spiritual meaning of the red ribbon. And this is what came up. The red ribbon symbolizes the power of the blood of Jesus. We have faith in God and trust that he's still in control and has the master plan during this worldly chaos. So I'm taking that as my little miracle for the day and a piece of good and lovely guidance that's come from Spirit to keep me on track and to help me to continue to focus on being positive. And I wanted to share it with you all tonight in the hopes that it might inspire you to remain equally as focused and positive as well. Because these are very worrying times and we're all still exhausted from the pandemic. And it's really easy to get caught up in sinking down into doom-laden thoughts. And we need to try and hold the vision of peace for the world and to do everything that we can through our prayers and our healing power in sending that light and strength and love out into the world. So keep up the good work, and I'll do what I can my end. And I'm sure that together we will be able to make a positive difference. Okay, let me flick off the recording now.